call from a nice lady. Very pleasant lady. Trying very hard to be a good mom. Was having trouble with her kid. Seeing if she wanted to set up an appointment or not. 9-year-old kid. And most parents, you have to understand, most parents who call generally view the situation as the kid is very, very troublesome. He's difficult. He's challenging. He's defiant. He's hard to raise. That's how they see it. And the majority of the parents see themselves as pretty good disciplinarians. They're strong. They're consistent. Not uncommonly do I hear, we're the strictest parent of our whole social circle. All the other parents look at us as an example of strictness. That's not like, I hear that a lot. So they're baffled. They're befuddled. How could they have a kid like this if indeed they're as good at this discipline thing as they think? Well, this mom similarly made those descriptions. 9-year-old kid, difficult behavior problem, got a 12-year-old sister. She's nowhere near that way. Of course, this is a little bit of the shell shock second child syndrome. We'll talk about that some point down the road. And mom was saying, we're the strictest. We're the strictest people we know. And people look at us and say, wow. You guys are really just on top of things. And mom was describing the situation, and I kind of said, well, there's good news and there's bad news here. Which do you want? And she said, well, give me them both. And I said, that's good, because it happens to be that the news that I'm going to give you is both good and bad at the same time. The bad news is, it's probably you. I didn't say it that bluntly. What I said was, in 95% of these cases, when a parent calls in, the situation is the parent is not necessarily